Good morning, Oregon. It's Tuesday, September 6th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Some of the best paying gigs in Oregon for people with an associate's degree have been right over your head. Clackamas Community College's Electric Apprenticeship Program, which helps people get an associate's degree and a gig with Portland General Electric, puts workers in solid paying jobs installing and repairing power lines for the utility giant. The median salary for those graduates is $88,087 in their first year, according to U.S. Census figures. The PGE apprentices make the most of any associate's degree earners in Oregon, according to new data revealing the real-world earnings of public community college and university graduates. Oregon is the only state in the Northwest included in the post-secondary employment outcomes data set. That's a data set that pairs student data from the Oregon Higher Education Coordinating Commission with income information from employment departments around the country. Several associates programs help community college graduates earn far more money after graduation than more expensive degrees from four-year universities. Many graduates with associate's degree in nursing make upwards of $60,000 out of the gate, about twice as much as bachelor's degree holders in journalism and communications. For more about this story, go to OregonLive.com/data. A fire destroyed several food carts in Portland's Boise Elliott neighborhood on Sunday afternoon. It's not clear what started the blaze. Pepe Chili's Taqueria on the corner of North Vancouver Avenue and Fremont Street appeared to suffer the worst damage. An employee at New Seasons Market across the street saw the fire and said it was a, quote, wall of fire, unlike anything they'd ever seen. Fires at food carts aren't frequent, but they're not out of the ordinary either. An explosion at a downtown Portland food cart pod last Sunday destroyed at least one food cart. Fire officials said a propane tank likely caused that blaze, which also shattered windows on several buildings at the intersection of Southwest 5th Avenue and Harvey Milk Street. Yet another person died in Seaside on the water. A man in his 50s appeared to have died Monday morning on the Oregon coast while kayaking. A witness told police the man had been in the ocean with other kayakers when he became separated from the group. The man was reported to be wearing a black wetsuit, but no life jacket. Another man in his 50s died a few weeks ago while swimming in the Pacific Ocean in Seaside. A second person was rescued in that incident and survived. Several other people were rescued in Seaside that same weekend in late August. Elite Next Level Cornhole is coming to the Rogue Valley in 2023. The American Cornhole Organization is bringing a major series tournament to Medford. It's one of the main points-earning tournaments that helps athletes, or competitors, I guess, qualify for the World Championships of Cornhole held every year in July. It's the first time such an event will be held in Oregon. Southern Oregon is going all in on the fun backyard hobby and growing game. The first ever Southern Oregon Cornhole Classic will be held next month in Central Point. It will include $6,000 in prizes. For more on the event and the game, head to hereisoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport.